able to fall asleep,
and you're just going to have to do it, that's all.
Oh, boss, that's so much trouble.
Trouble or not, I've got to get my sleep. Now go ahead and do it.
All right.
Now, here are your bad radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
I get it. All right, Booth by Karen Laser Center and Home Theater Design Group would like to bring you birthdays and, more importantly, why today doesn't suck on this November 4th. Dan?
And we welcome in the hard line. They are in the Metroplex, somewhere broadcasting live today.
I can reach out and cross the table.
Oh, hey.
Punch you right in the nose.
Hey, hard line.
That's how close I am.
How's it going?
Wonderful.
I'm glad you're here.
Back to you, Dan.
Okay, today is November 4th. And we all remember this day in 1994 when Sportsphone reported first that the Spurs season opener was delayed for 50 minutes when a fireworks display triggered the sprinkler system in the Alamo Dome with more than 12,000 gallons of water on fans, players, and coaches. Do we remember that or no? I guess if we don't, then
barely.
That was I'm kind of here to report that.
Wasn't that the Spurs home opener in the Dome?
Yeah, let's say that. Let's go with that.
You think that the Dome filled its potential?
Hey, that wouldn't have been Sports Phone. That would have been the Ticket reporting that. We were on the air then in 94.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember taking calls on that? Did you have a trivia question about it?
Might have. Could have.
Did you ask people
who the secret Spur was?
If they were a Cowboy fan, or what was your shift that day?
11 to 2.
11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought noon to 3 was the gold shift, but I think 11 to 2 might be the best.
Yeah,
shift
11 to 2 is
might be slow.
11 to 2 is there's the best.
You can wake up whenever you want.
What about 10 to noon?
And then you can be on the golf course.
Give me 11 to 2.
Okay.
Noon to 1 is not bad. Monday and Friday.
No, that ain't bad.
Nice, yeah, especially when you got nothing.
Did you guys ever consider the morning shift as a future home?
Well,
you being a former morning guy?
No, we did not. I can't speak for Ron. I can tell you I didn't.
You never ran for mornings?
No, we've never run it.
Yeah, we've run from mornings.
Let's see. On this day in 1846... Do you remember this, Reiner, when the patent for the artificial leg was granted to Benjamin Palmer?
There we go.
Oh, boy.
No, not really.
Not really. Did you get the telegraph humming over that one?
Oh, what a bad day this was for Bob in 1973.
Sports telegraph.
Can you be thrown down the stairs via telegraph? Or what? Hello?
Oh, dear.
I guess you can.
I guess you can, Dan. There was also somebody from Dayton had a patent on some kind of machine today. I read that in the morning news, in their little notes.
Morning news is a...
You're the front page of morning news over there?
A poop catcher for bird cages.
It is?
Yes. I don't use the morning news.
Why?
For this segment. Because
it's
garbage.
Should. I mean, sometimes they have good stuff in there.
No, they don't.
Wow. You know, the morning news isn't anywhere near what it used to be, though.
Yeah, it used to be accurate.
They
hired Barry Horn.
In 1973 on this day, the Bears set an NFL record. They held a certain NFL team to negative 12 yards passing in that game. That team? The Green Bay Packers.
What year?
73.
Bob?
That would have been the...
I bet they had John Brockington running the ball then.
I bet little Bob was standing there.
The kicker would have been Chester Marco.
Yeah.
Cheese crumbling around.
Was that the Dan Devine era?
Who was the quarterback have been?
I just got the date, dude.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Would that have been
the Lambo leap off his garage?
Era?
No, it predates him and Lynn Dickey and even John Hadle, I bet. Who was in there between Starr and Hadle?
It might have been John Hadle.
Did you do the leap onto your bunk bed?
I was one.
Did you kick a big triangular piece of Munster through the window?
Were you irate?
That might have been irate.
On this day in 2001...
Wouldn't he have been there?
Did you rip off your Hunter Orange diaper?
right,
on this day in 2001, Nate Newton was arrested in Louisiana after police found 213 pounds of marijuana in a van that he happened to be driving.
Mm, poor Big Newt.
Link, look out that window.
You think he
poor Big Newt.
You think he runs the cell block, though?
He's got 200 pounds of pot, he does.
Yeah, I'll bet Nate's pretty popular in there. Maybe we should get a roadshow going in there. See how he's doing.
I'm there.
Remember, he used to walk up through here doing his show.
That's right. He sure did.
It was the darndest thing. He'd have those huge overalls on.
Frequent participant.
Boy, if we would have all gone down to his car.
Two huge bales of pot under each arm.
I'm shocked.
His trunk.
Check. You guys didn't know each other a little better.
I'm upset we didn't.
You, Nate, and Uncle Gary.
All right, on to today's today's birthdays. Today, yeah.
So did Uncle Gary ever actually give you any? Or
Uncle Gary's just a dude who lives in Arlington. You talk to Bob. Uncle Gary is...
Did you ever torch that Buell with Uncle Gary?
Uncle Gary's old enough to be your dad.
Maybe a little dugout.
Okay, well, that's fine. I'm just asking.
Uncle Gary's been around for a long time. Uncle Gary is assigned today directly to Mac Brown.
That explains a lot.
Now we have a P1 who called
smoky
in.
Smoky little peace pipe.
She needs her birthday mentioned. She is Christy, and she is 29.
So she said. Say anything else about her?
Says here she also has a husband and a son who listen, but we're
not interested.
Not very interested in that fact. We're interested in Christy, who is 29, and if her son is listening now,
we were interested in her.
Oh, now you're not interested because she has a husband and a son?
She's got a lot of baggage.
Exactly.
Isn't that a little more exciting, though?
No,
not really.
What you got to look for is someone who has something to lose also. Think about it. Elsewhere in birthdays, Carlos Baerga is 35. Eric Karras is
35. Whoa, let's back up here. Well, this has got to be cause for some sort of celebration.
Look at there.
Yeah, I see it. We woke up that cold morning in that teepee.
I remember the day that he was traded. I was devastated.
Climbed out of your papoose.
But it turned out John Hart was right on that one.
You hate John Hart?
No, I love John Hart.
Did John Hart screw up the Indians?
No way. He brought them back. I will forever love John Hart. He can do anything he wants, actually.
Did he ever get some pitching in there?
They could have had more pitching.
He tried. He brought in retread. He
traded him for a pile of beads.
And Bill Hershiser and Chuck Finley. Some cornmeal in there. He tried.
Cornmeal.
Traded some pretty good players for some pretty spare pitchers.
Now, tell me exactly how the corn...
Three baubles.
It's maize. It's not corn. How the maize and the two rocks work. I mean, what do you do with it exactly?
We're up against it here. I got to move on. Dick
how
Grote.
Exactly do you cure the tobacco?
How do you kill a buffalo with just a bow and arrow? That's
Dick
amazing.
Grote is 73. Eric
Pirates,
Karras.
1960 MVP.
And when he did kill the buffalo, how did you... gutted in such a way that made a nice afghan or a nice blanket.
Yeah, you guys didn't waste any part of the buffalo, did you?
How come the Packers give up or get minus 12 yards and nobody talks about it?
I think we talked about it.
Freaking Baerga is 35. Baerga.
We talked about the Hunter Orange diaper.
Yeah.
Get your piece of cheese through the window.
Dan, can you teach me to read cave paintings?
Orlando Pace is 28.
Ohio State.
Makes a hell of a salsa.
Jimmy Pearsall is 74.
Ooh, another former Indians great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who celebrated his 100th home run by running around the bases.
Backwards.
Backwards.
Well, that's
bareback.
Bareback. Laura Bush is 57.
First lady.
First Bush.
What?
Mrs. Bush.
I don't know.
She's aptly named?
Art Carney is 85.
That's some greatness.
Is it?
Ed Norton.
Yeah. All right. He was in Fight Club. Walter Cronkite is 87.
Longhorn.
Who would win a fight between Art Carney and Walter Cronkite today? 85 versus 87.
Art Carney would kick his ass.
He'd draw a knife.
Could we get that done at ticket stock?
Doubtful.
Fist fight?
Did anyone see Walter Cronkite on CBS at 75 the other night?
But they might do a pie munch.
No, I didn't watch that.
I got it recorded. I
how are those eyebrows doing?
Are they good?
Let's just say he's not doing real well.
Was the show good?
Yeah, the show's great.
Senior moments?
I can't wait to watch it.
Eyebrows?
What? Hedgerows?
Were his eyebrows going crazy?
I don't know. I didn't look at them.
Are they woven together?
Right. You always got to look at the eyebrows.
Oh, you do?
Of the over 70 man.
Did they build their cocoon yet?
Did they match the carpet?
Well, I only look at them if they jump out and hit me in the face.
Gotta believe Cronkites are on the way.
Kathy Griffin is 37.
Average Joe.
What?
Funny?
She got a little something.
A root.
Didn't she get a lot of plastic surgery done and she brags about it? I think she's a root.
Is that Kathy Lee Griffin?
Yeah.
We're talking about?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Comedian?
She was on Suddenly Susan.
Oh, not that beating.
That's the average, the host of
Average
Joe.
Yeah, the redhead.
Oh, she drives me insane.
Yeah, but she can suck the chrome off a bumper hitch.
Yeah. God.
I'm just looking at the dump button, but I don't think I'm going to press it. Because I'm really not sure what just happened. Harry Elston is 65, Reiner.
Harry Elston?
A singer from Dallas, Texas.
Hmm.
Mm. Harry Elston. Huh.
Mm.
Where Harry Cox, big Harry Cox.
I can tell you a little bit more about him than I can Harry Elston.
Well, here's what's written. Or do you need your readers? Want me to read it for you?
I got them here.
Let me get up on the stool.
Mr. Cronkite.
Franklin glasses.
I got it at a reasonable price.
The Friends of Distinction.
Spectacles.
And the Fifth Dimension.
I thought since he was born in Dallas, maybe you'd kick him out of the band here or there.
Chase Scott into his house. Nice.
Why is that weird? He's here every day.
I haven't seen him for a while.
It's been a couple days. Thanks for noticing.
Well, here's one that's not highlighted. That
I don't pay attention to
tickers. Certainly worthy of something. A heck of a lot more significant than Harry Elston.
Who?
And I don't see it highlighted.
Who'd I miss?
Where Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
I'm sorry, Harry Cox is 35.
Delbert McClinton.
Wow.
Is 63 today.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's giving up for your love.
He's got a roof that don't leak.
What?
I'm trying to think of my Delbert.
Also taught John Lennon how to play the harmonica.
That's right.
Speaking of that,
Bob and the Beatles today. Here come the weekend.
Matthew McConaughey is 34.
Doesn't he sing Here Come the Weekend?
Another Longhorn.
He might. Keeper of the Flame is the Delbert album you need to get.
Delbert's all right. I've seen him in concert.
Oh, Delbert's awesome.
Marky Post is 53.
That is the old Fort Worth shuffle there.
One hot woman.
She hides him.
And she's how old?
53.
Straps him down.
Can you believe she's 53?
Yeah, she was on.
You're 53, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, if we got Bob and the Beatles, we got to go.
I thought she was so hot.
We got to roll through a meeting in 20 minutes.
Oh, screw that.
Huff Daddy is 34.
Huff Daddy.
Huff Daddy?
Or is he now known as
Daddy. Oh,
P. Diddy?
That's
Huff Daddy.
So you would vote that drop out, huh?
Who Daddy?
Loretta Swit is 66.
By the way, Dan.
Bob Lips.
Since we were discussing celebrity marathon times, Bob Gainey, the best of them all, 339.
You could beat that.
But is he a celebrity?
Screw him.
He's a Hall of Famer, so he might have something genetic working that I don't...
Jeff Watson is 47.
I don't think my dad was in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Would you know that one, Reiner?
Night Ranger.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Welcome to the show, Jeff.
You know the guitarist of Night Ranger?
Not only do I know the guitarist of Night Ranger, I know everybody in the band. Would you like to hear them?
Please.
Why would you know this?
I don't know.
This is an amazing
look
trip.
I'm not proud of this.
I mean,
okay?
I get the Four Tops and anyone else from the
20s.
Well, I mean, from the, yeah, the Andrews sisters, I understand that. But Night Ranger?
John Philip Sousa's band.
They were great.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Not that we'd be able to confirm it.
Well, go to nightranger.com, Bob.
Okay,
check it out.
All right, sure.
I've done this before, by the way.
Oh, on Night Ranger?
Yeah. I mean, in addition to him, you have Brad Gillis, you have Kelly Keady, you have Jack Blades, and Alan Fitzgerald.
Wow. I would say...
I would say wow.
Nightranger.com, by the way, is Brad Gillis' website.
No.
Oh, really?
It says guitarist for Night Ranger and Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay, well, there you go.
And Yanni is 49. Yanni. Mm-hmm.
Dennis Eckersley.
Here's some spare birthdays for you now.
Yeah.
Wow. Cracked up line four guy. All right, five spares. Bubba McDowell is 37.
Which dad is that one?
Preceded by?
Got to be the genetic.
Dick McPherson is 73.
Coach?
Wonder why he's reading that.
What? Patriots coach.
Yeah.
Syracuse, right?
What's his name?
Dick McPherson.
Didn't he coach Don McPherson at Syracuse?
I believe he did. Who was preceded now, by, Bubba McDowell by McNabb. And...
No, he's not one of my dads. Unless that's his nickname.
Well, what are your dad's names?
Roddy.
Let's move on here. We're trying to get the break.
And, and were they Indians fans?
Great Cloud.
Great Cloud and Mule Deer.
Running Bull. All right, and then in...
Whoa!
Jeez, dude.
Oh, hey, Uncle Jerry.
And then an NBA trifecta of W's. David Wesley.
Baylor.
33.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very underrated NBAer.
Right, he's put together a pretty solid career.
He also was drag racing Bobby Phils.
He sure was.
Oh, he should have his number retired in no
time.
Did
not get a scholarship coming out of high school.
So I believe.
Walked on at McLennan County.
He won that race.
So the loser gets the number retired.
Randy White is 36.
Former Maverick great.
Did he ever wear a vest?
And Cowboys. MVP.
There's not going to be very much vest wearing around here anymore. Now, the vest remains, though.
At your desk?
Hanging out on your chair.
And Lorenzen Wright is 28.
Somebody go give me the vest.
All right, born on this day, not dead. You have Darla Hood from our gang.
Really?
And dead on this day, still dead, you have Johnny Horton.
By the way, Georgie was ridiculed for saying he thought Darla was kind of cute.
Battle of New Orleans, right? Yep, Battle of New Orleans and north to Alaska.
She was.
Who was what?
Darla.
She was what?
Cute. When you're 7 or 8 watching The Little Rascals, how do you not think Darla's
okay,
cute?
You're seven,
how do you not get a little bit of wood going?
Well, that's what George was saying, and Gordo and Craig jumped on him like he was some perv.
Well, Gordo and Craig jump on George for everything.
Tyler?
It's ruining
that's
that show, too.
That's why I suck.
Might as well start speaking French over there.